Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Yud Tes, if Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Simon Reish Yud Tes, Birkas, Hodas, HaYochid. The bracha, when an individual gives thanks, Sif Aleph, Abba'o, Tzvichim HaHodas. There are four that are required to give thanks. Yerdei Hayam, Kesha'oli Menu, those who go down to sea when they come up. V'holchim Midbarios, Kesha'gila Yishuv, those who travel in the wilderness and return to settlement. Umisha Yechoyle v'nisrape, one who was ill and got better. Umisha Yechovish based on Surim v'yotzen, the one who was imprisoned and was released. V'simonach, we have a simon. V'kol ha'chayim yaduchosel. The chayim give thanks. The word chayim stands for chovish, the prisoner. Yesurim, the yudis for yesurim, the one who was ill. Yom, for those who are yod. The yom is the second yod, and the last mem is for midbar, those who go through the midbar. Mishtabur sifkon alef, kisha'alu mimeno. Someone who goes to sea, when he comes back to the dry land, he has to give a bracha. V'davka kisha'alu mimeno legami. This means he has finished his journey. The journey is over. V'ein b'chlal ze masha'oyim demasfino kisha'alu nomel. This does not refer to a journey by sea where you stop at a port, and people go off the boat for a day or two, till it continues its journey. We don't make a bracha yet. At that point, he's not yet saved from danger. For wadin b'holchim midbaros, the same is true if you travel through the wilderness. On the way, you pass by a city. It's not yet time to make the bracha. So even though there may be interruptions of the trip, and at that point they are safe, that doesn't require the bracha yet because they're not done the journey. So if katan bezun esrape, someone who was ill and got better, v'hole kevar al burio, and now he is going healthy, he's fully healed, he makes a bracha. Sifkan gimel, who misha yechavish, one who was imprisoned. Das magen avrom, the magen avrom holds, the mari bechavush al iskin afoshus dafka. This is referring specifically to the person who's imprisoned for a capital offense. V'har becholkim olav, many disagree with him. V'ayim be'er locha masha be'anu b'zeh, look in be'er locha, what we clarify. If someone met several of these qualifications, he traveled by sea and in the midbar, or he was sick, got better, and was in prison, and so on, he can mechuyev all the brachas, he only makes it once. Od kasfu, further they write, the katan ein mechuyev lehodos, a child does not make this bracha, v'afilu mitzad mitzvah chinuch, even through the rules of chinuch, it doesn't apply to him. V'gam noshim, and also when it comes to women, minika olim she'ein mevarachim bracha. So the minig is not to make the bracha. V'kosu achronim atam, the achronim write the reason, mishum, to say the bracha zoi hu b'fnei asara. The way to do this bracha is in front of 10 men, k'lekameh, as we will explain. V'laf orach aro le'ish, it's not considered derech eretz for a woman to do that. V'yesh akosu some write, mikol mokum, nonetheless, nochon hu she'tivarach b'fnei asara. It's still proper for her to make the bracha. Akol ponim b'fnei noshim v'ish achot, in front of 10 women and one man. The Be'er Locha, if you turn back to the page, Be'er Locha begins by explaining to us the important Yisoid, Yerdei Hayam. When it says Yerdei Hayam, have to make a bracha when they come back to dry land. Idafke Yam, does it mean a sea? Or Huadin Nahar? Or what about a river? Shemahalchem bo baniyos, obed dovros eitzim, kamosha derech ben haras hagdolim, where they take small boats or small types of rafts, which is common on the big rivers. It would seem this depends on the minhagim of Sfarad and Ashkenaz that we describe later in Siv Zayin. According to the view, that's a very low bar. That even if you go on a regular road, you still make a bracha when you get to the settled area. So too over here. A large river is not going to be any different from a regular road, and you make the bracha. But according to minig Ashkenaz, and it's a higher bar, and you don't make a bracha on going on a regular road. After who are gam gabi nor emivarchem, so it would follow logically that taking a river excursion or a business trip, whatever it is, would not require bracha either. You don't find the element of sakana on these rivers the way you do by the sea. So it was very common to do commerce on these rivers back and forth, And the shail is that enough to warrant the bracha, bench and goymel? And the halacha is that depends on minhag ashkenaz and svarad. According to minhag ashkenaz, it's not the same as taking a journey by sea. Let's see, fight with be'alacha. V'da'od, you should know further. The pashat de lekuli alma. The one thing is for sure, universally accepted. Bein b'yam u'bein b'midbar. When you deal with the actual sea or wilderness, mevarch, and the bracha is going to be said, afil lo kara lo shum sakana, even if no danger came his way. You can go on, for instance, sh'ar v'yam v'lo ha'yashum ruach sa'ara kegavna. He went by sea, and there was no terrible storm while he was at sea. There were no gales and the like. Ohalach b'midbar, or he went through the wilderness, v'lo tamadach, and he didn't get lost. V'lo chasa lo mayim, and he didn't run out of water, kegavna, or any other potential hazard. Afilu haki, nonetheless, tekina b'ron levarach. The Rebbe said you make the bracha anyway. So you make the bracha even if it's an uneventful trip. V'yaf agav derekar ksiv, even though the pasuk says, Tov b'midbar b'shimon, that they were wandering in the midbar, k'mo kein gav b'yor d'ayam, and by those who went to sea, v'yom v'yam eduach sa'ara, terrible storm. Lav davka shekara lo, it doesn't mean it has to happen. El akivin sh'olo lo likros mikram keil, but since it's common for these occurrences to happen, and he has to give thanks when he is spared. So when a person does travel through the wilderness or through the yam, he's going to make this bracha, bench and goymel, because of the inherent danger, even if he doesn't come across any danger. Now, of course, the contemporary post can discuss what is the halacha if you fly. Does that warrant bench and goymel? Is that the equivalent of yardei hayam or halachim edbaros? And there's machlekes, of course, disagreement as to whether or not it is, and many poskim hold that we do make a bracha when we fly. Moshe writes in Shuvah Sikus Moshe that we do make the bracha when we fly. And then there's another finer disagreement. Okay, you make a bracha when you fly. What does that mean? If you fly domestic over land from one destination to another, does that also require a bracha? And many say no, you only make a bracha if you fly overseas. But if you don't fly overseas, you don't make a bracha. And yet, according to Moshe, Pashtus, you'd make a bracha even if you fly domestic. It makes no difference.
Well, midbar is over land.
That's true. So according to Moshe, it wouldn't make any difference. But the halacha, the most, we do not make a bracha if you stay over land.
So no. If you fly and then you come back, what should be the gap before you do it? Or if you're planning to come back a month later, you say,
that's
wait, you come
shot.
Back.
That's another shot. If you're there for a few hours, you turn around and come back. So that's like the person who...
For days or weeks or what's the...
Right. That's a good shot. At what length of time are you still en route, mm-hmm, or you reach your destination and you come back? It's also machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the Magen Avraham that the prisoner only makes the bracha when he's released and it was a capital offense crime, but not if it's a financial concern where he doesn't have any sakana to worry about. So the Be'er Locha writes that this is a machoikis in the poskim. How do we deal with prison for non-capital offenses? But the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. If the yeshiva gufa hi sakana, if being imprisoned is itself dangerous, k'mosh yadua, she's bati asurim al pesham gedolim she'eshim hem zman rubu sakana fashus. We know there are these prisons that hang around those places as mashkana fashus. But vaday tzorch leverk, he certainly has to make the bracha and goes out. So he's differentiating between the police station prison, which most Yidden were very familiar with for one reason or another in Europe. It wasn't uncommon for people thrown in jail for whatever narish reason, and a day or two and they were released. So then it was a commonplace thing, they didn't feel a sakana. But when you put into a serious prison, that sakana stafash is right there, no matter what the offense is. So the Be'er Locha makes that point that is not what the Magen Avraham is talking about. Sif Beis. Umar Mevarech. So what bracha does he make when he arrives on land, he's finished his journey, he gets better or released? The one who gives to those who are guilty, he gives them goodness, that Hashem has provided me or paid me back all goodness. Those who listen respond, the one who has provided you and given you all this good should continue to give you good.
After the Amen.
Correct. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Daat Hagomel Chayim Tavos Perish Afilu Osam Shehim Chayim. Even those who are guilty, Im Kolze Gomelam Tavos. Nonetheless, he gives them Toiv Gam Ani Afapi Sheini Hagun. And even I, that am not worthy, Im kozek maltani b'chol tov, Hashem has given me also all good. The actual wording is not ma'akiv, kol shama in a bracha, as long as you say the concept of the bracha, kamei siftal, you say in siftal. Kazer harambam ha'mavarech tzor shia oimid b'shas bracha, when a person says the bracha, he should do it standing. Or b'dyeved yotza af b'yashia, b'dyeved, he's yotza even when seated. Sifkar heva shoyme oim, those who listen will respond amen and answer v'im lo'omru in a ma'akiv. They don't respond. It's not ma'akiv in his bracha, he's yotz his bracha regardless. So the post can bring that because the nusach of the bracha is hagomer l'chayavim tovos, that is why children don't make this bracha. Children, we said before, sifkan gimel, don't make the bracha. Even mitzad chinuch, they don't make the bracha. Why not? Why shouldn't they make the bracha? They make all other brachas. So, since the bracha that gomel chayavim tovos, a katan, who by definition is not chayavim, he's not a bar oinshin yet, and if it's mitzad chetei aviv, then it's aser for a child to say on his father that he's a chayav, and therefore he can't say the nusach. He can't say the nusach gomel chayavim tovos, because who's he talking about? Himself? He's not a bar oinshin. His father? That's not nice. And a mele, he can't say the bracha. Se'iv gimel. The bracha has to be said in front of a minyan. Two of them should be chachamim. Like it says in Pasuk, that we exalt Hashem in public. If you don't find the chachamim, that shouldn't stop you from making the bracha. The minyan is to say the bracha after Kriyas HaTorah. If you have a minyan present. If he said the bracha and there was dominion, some say he fulfilled his requirement, some say he didn't fulfill his requirement. So he should make the bracha again in front of a minyan, but he can't say Shem Malchus the second time because he said the bracha once and it's machloikis, so therefore a sofer bracha can't say the Shem Malchus again. Mr. Bruce of Gonvob, Bifnei Asara, he says the bracha in front of a minyan. In Balhanes, the Balhanes, the one who makes the bracha, is one of the 10. So we said before that this is the reason why the minig is for women not to make the bracha. The minig is women don't make the bracha because it's not their ches, she's going to get up in front of a minion. The Mishnah Berurah said that if you have women, a minion of women and a man, you can make the bracha too. It is our minig, women do not make the bracha. However, it's well known that in Yerushalayim, when women give birth, it is common for the Yoledes to make a bracha. Shel bench goyma. So they bring, the reason why they weren't worried about this by Yoledes was because usually they come to the house, there's the family, and it's mishpacha. So you get together a minion of mishpacha, of krovim in the house, and that's when you make it. She's not getting up in shul. She's not doing it in a rabbim of men like that. It's in the house. They'll have a minion come. And she'll say the bracha like that. However, he also brings that the stipler and his mishpacha, they did not make the bracha. Now again, the stipler lived in Bnei Brak. They don't live in Yerushalayim. So there is this disagreement whether or not women make the bracha in Eretz Yisrael in general, Yerushalayim. And then he goes on to bring in the notes that you can even ask on the question, the nusach of the bracha. How does she say the bracha, chayavim tovos? This isn't the einish. This is the sakana she was in is teva shel olam. A mitzvah gor. So why would she make the bracha? Like, goyim l'chayim tovos. So Shlomo Zalman said, since the sakana is based on the pasuk, be'etzev tel dibanim, it's like an unish on the chet of Piskus Shel Chava. And mele, it's still a chayof m'tovos. Back to the chet of Chava. But this is a discussion. But the ma'isa, outside of Yoledes, it's ma'asha they wouldn't make the bracha in Yerushalayim either. Sivkon Zayin, u'moshev zekenim. The bracha should be said with a minyan, and among them chachamim, like it says, u'moshev zekenim, yehalleluhu. The ain zaken el misha kana chachma. Zaken doesn't mean someone old. Zaken means someone who acquired chachma. The kasa magen avram, the magen avrites, the be'idon hani, the tani hilchas. That means people who are learning halachas. And the notes bring the chametzin avishol said. For this reason, it's better to make the bracha in the beis medrash, even if they don't have a sefer torah without leaning. Then it's better because the beis medrash after the chachamim. Sifkon Ches. Yesh oimim sheyotza. If he made the bracha and there wasn't a minyan, some say he's yotza. To call ikar asar enu el mitzvah, the requirement of a minyan is mitzvah in a muvcha. It's the best way to do it. Well, if he's em, yodash lo yizdam lo asar, if he knows he won't get a minyan, yivarach b'lo asar, afi l'chadchila, he can make the bracha without a minyan l'chadchila. Vayim b'hilchus ra'ah, shakosav d'ra'ah writes in his halachas, the yamtin ad shloshim yom, he can wait up to 30 days, pen yizdam lo asar, maybe he'll get a minyan, shiuchel l'kav mitzvah kilchus, to make kind of the mitzvah properly, v'yosel lo yamtin, don't wait more than 30 days. Sifkan tes, b'lo haskar shem malchus, if he said the bracha without a minyan, since there are those who say he's not yotza, the best thing is to repeat the bracha in front of a minyan, but don't use shem malchus the second time around. Mishum desvek bracha is lahakol. Since it's a safek bracha, it's machloek is a poskim, so meila safek lahakol, we're not going to say shem malchus the second time that he makes the bracha.